And as mentioned, we are joined now by head coach of the LSU women's gymnastics team for the last 40 years, Dee Dee Bro, who has stayed the course and the last 2 years has come just short of winning national championships twice. And it's a case in which her team is justifiably heralded the Southeastern Conference champions. They went to St. Louis, performed admirably. But is there some disappointment that you didn't win at all, Coach Bro?
Well, you know, you go into the years like we've had the last couple of years, and you know you've got a team that's talented, and you know you've got the support of the university and everything that it takes to build a championship effort and get to the championships, and you finish runner-up, and I'm not going to allow my kids or myself to be disappointed. Yeah, I mean, you want to win it all, but to have the kind of effort and such a graceful finish, such a aggressive, graceful, championship-like effort to finish runner-up to a team that we did not beat this year. They beat us this year in the regular season. So, you know, hail to the victor, and we're very, very proud of a second-place finish.
Where do you go from here?
Grand Isle fishing. You know, you know, you continue to recruit throughout the year, and you know you examine how you trained and what you did, and go back and review decisions that you made, and see, you know, if you make the same good decisions and don't make the same bad decisions in the process next year. You know, so you're evaluating, you know, what we did and look at our marketing strategies and things that we did to market and promote our program and places that we were in the community, and you know, try to repeat those efforts and find other ways to market our program and brand our team and sell more season tickets.
Now, Coach Bro, a few moments ago we heard from one of your proteges, the great Susan Jackson, and she's you're smiling. I can tell.
I am. She is quite the character.
She is. But she said that you have the best facilities in the world.
Absolutely. You know, when you look at how this administration, how Joe Oliva and King Alexander, and how they have allowed us to grow, and the resources that they have afforded us, and you know, Tiger Athletic Foundation has been absolutely, without question, generous to a fault with our program and with me, and allowed us to build a state-of-the-art training center that, you know, is not just a safe training center, but a place where we can really train our athletes in an environment that is the finest in the world.
Now, some of these other coaches on campus, they have seven-figure salaries. Your salary is public knowledge. You don't earn that kind of money, but many believe you should. Will that day come?
I don't know. I'll ask Joe and see. You know, you get up and go to work every day, and you know, I love my job, and of course I love LSU and the state of Louisiana, and I'm proud to have worked this hard for this long and still feel that love and still feel that passion, because if I resented getting up and going to work every day because I don't make what Paul Mineri makes, then I would be one miserable human being every day. So, you know, we just keep plowing forward, and, you know, I'll go in and meet with Joe and talk about my contract and you know, see where we are moving forward. But Joe has been so extremely generous and honest with me that, you know, I find very little fault in what's going on. You know, I'm going to go in and see if I can, you know, what I can do for my staff, because it takes a village. And if my village was not loyal to LSU and committed to our mission, then we wouldn't be able to accomplish what we've been able to do over the years.
Okay, we've got a few folks waiting to talk with you, and Allie Baltazar says go to Ray in Prairieville. Ray, please be brief. You're on with Coach Dee Dee Bro.
Jim, just want to congratulate Coach Bro on the close to the top rating in the U.S., and that was a great thing. Also, just like to ask, is there a way that she could improve media coverage? We get coverage in the newspaper, but nothing on TV.
All right.
Oh, wow. We had two TV stations and four guys behind cameras following us at the championships, and they've traveled with us to our conference championships, and we do media every Monday, and our local TV stations are there, and maybe they're just not watching at the right time.
Well, it's been quite an odyssey for you, 40 years, and you have stayed the course, and various presidents, athletic directors, and my guess, Coach Bro, is that you plan on being here for a little while longer.
You know, it's never been better in my world for me, and I know there are a lot of coaches at LSU that feel the same way. And, you know, I beat on my chest, and my kids beat on our chest, and we love what we're doing, and we love representing LSU. And, yeah, you know, I'm sitting at home right now. Can't wait to go to work. I plan on being here a little while longer.
Well, Coach Bro, congratulations, and keep on doing what you're doing.
I thank you a lot. Appreciate it.